I use this book so much, and it's quite interesting. There's a cookery books, some are written by cooks at home, and then some are written by chefs who cook, and there are all sorts of different books, but it was an incredibly useful tool for me as a source of recipes that eventually
went on the menu. From you saying that, it's very...
Well, thank you, that's the truth. But anyway, parsley. I shall never forget a children's story I was told when I was little. Once upon a time, there was a dear old lady who lived in a chocolate box cottage at the end of a leafy lane. Her garden was a riot of beautiful colours and shrubs, which she tended and cosseted with love and care from dawn till dusk. At the end of each day, after her chores, she would trip down to the bottom of the garden for a natter with the fairies and pixies who, quite naturally, lived there. They loved the old lady and all the flowers that she grew in her garden, for it was their playground. Time passed, and, as is the way of things, the old lady died and some horrid city folk moved into her lovely cottage. They didn't want flowers in their garden. They wanted to fill it full of vegetables. They didn't want... So out came the nasturtiums, the lupins, cornflowers and roses. No more hollyhocks, lavender, Canterbury bells. The fairies used them for hats, as you know. Or forget-me-nots. In their place went cabbages, carrots and sprouts, swedes, turnips and horrible old turnips, together with row upon row of parsley. And this particular parsley grew and grew in huge bunches all over the place. Well, as you can imagine, the fairies and pixies were none too pleased about this, so they decided one night to cause a little mischief. There was a full moon and plenty of light, and one by one they scampered up and down the rows of parsley, pinching it as they went with their spindly little fingers, over and over and over again, until they could pinch no more. And that, dear reader, is how we come to have curly parsley.